Now, let's learn the third of the seven lectures on Parshas Metsora, beginning at Shlishi of Parshas Metsora. V'im Dalhu. Now, this is a tall order. He's being asked to bring three sheep, which can be quite expensive, along with the flour, the oil, etc. This can be quite expensive, and not everybody can afford three sheep so easily. So suppose the person is v'im dalhu, sliding scale, he is poor. V'ein yado maseges, literally his hands do not reach, meaning he cannot afford. V'lokach, then instead of the three sheep, he brings, first of all, one sheep that's indispensable. The osham, that he's got to have, as we learned before, that's brought for the ultimate sin that caused it all. So for that, he's not, no matter how poor he is, he's got to somehow come up with the money for the keves echad osham, the snufa, the chaper olav. That's absolutely necessary. That keves, that sheep, has to be waived as part of the kapora. The Isaron Soles, he also can't get away, no matter how poor he is, with a measure of wheat, wheat flour, one measure. Balul bashemen, mixed with the appropriate amount of oil, lemincha, as a korban mincha, velog shomen. So these three components of the whole package, the keves and the isaron soles, balul bashemen, and the log shemen, these, there's no way around. That's the basic. But instead of the additional two sheep, echod lechatos v'echod liola, here, he brings shtei sorim. He can bring two birds, the type of birds called torim, doves, oshnei b'nei yona, two young pigeons, asher tasig yodo, which hopefully he can afford. V'hoyo echot chatos v'ho echot ola. Instead of having a chatos and an ola from two sheep, he'll have a chatos and an ola from two pigeons or doves. V'hevio som bayom hashmini l'tohoroso. On day eight, the day, same as in the, whether he's bringing the rich man's carbon or the poor man's carbon, it's day eight after the second period of 7 days has begun with the sprinkling of the water, bloodied water, into which Eitz Erez and the Ezov, the Shnito Loas and the Tzipor HaChaya were dipped. So 8 days later, he brings his ultimate karbanos, his package of osham, ola, chatos. And he brings them, as in the first case, the rich man's case, the poor man too, no difference, brings them all, el pesach, ohel moed, lifnei Hashem. Brings it to the gate, to the shar haniknor, the gate to the azorah. Then the kohen springs into action. And the next sukkim are very repetitive and simply say that the poor man's procedure, as far as the things he has in common with the rich man, namely the keves for the osham, the accompanying mincha, and the log shemen, identical procedure. First of all, there's the tenufa, pasuk chaf dalet, the heinif hakohen, vahinifo sam hakohen tenufa livnei Hashem. The kohen performs the act of being meinif, of waving the keves, the sheep, and the log shemen, same as before. And he slaughters it, v'shochat es keves ha'osham, v'lokach ha'kohen midam ha'osham, v'nostan al tenuchos namitar ha'yemonis, v'alboen yodo ha'yemonis, v'alboen raglo ha'yemonis. He again does the procedure of smearing the dam upon the right tenuch ozen, the right thumb and the right big toe of the mitaher. And then you notice what seems to be missing is the hazoya, the sprinkling of the shemen and the log hashemen towards the Beis HaMikdash. However, Rashi says you don't have to be told about this. This is to be assumed that there's no difference between it, just as there's no difference between the use of some of that shemen for the korban mincha. Umin hashemen yitzok hakohen al kaf hakohen hasimolis. From the shemen in the log, in the extra container, the kohen pours some, as with the rich man, so the poor man, the kohen takes the oil and pours it onto his left palm, and V'hizo ha-kohen be'etzpo ha-yemonis min Hashem and Asher al kapo ha-smolis sheva po'omim lifnei Hashem. And he performs the hazoya, the sprinkling of the shemen. Let me correct and make a little clearer what I said earlier. What's missing here is the stress upon the shemen which goes into the solace of the mincha. On that, Rashi says, "V'shemen shel niskei ha-mincha lo yehuska kakosu l'foresh." But the Torah does say explicitly here in Pasuk Chof Zion that there was a hazoya after the matandomim, after the blood was smeared upon the ear and thumb and big toe, there is a sprinkling of the shemen toward the Levnei Hashem, toward the front of the Beis HaMikdash or the Mishkan. Then the Kohen takes the rest of that shemen, V'nosan ha-kohen min Hashem and Asher al-kapo, al tenuch ozen ha-mitah yemonis, abon yolei yemonis, abon yolei yemonis, al mekom dam ha-osham. He smears the oil where the blood was, on the place of the blood. Rashi says, even if the blood is no longer there, it's evaporated, it's washed away, it was wiped away, nevertheless, the shemen can be applied to the place on the ear or thumb or big toe where the blood was. Again, repetitively, obviously there's a reason for it, not clear from the sources that I consulted just what the reason is, but I'm sure if you look into the Mefarshim maybe a little more carefully than I did, you will find some reasons. But the main point is that the same thing is done, and the rest of the shemen, the ultimate residue of shemen, is placed upon the head of the mitaher. So this, the karban osham piece of the package, no difference. Now, there, instead of two sheep, the rich man's contribution, here you have two birds, two doves, two pigeons. Same thing. He takes the two birds, which he can afford. That's what he can afford. He takes one bird, uses it for a korban chatos, one bird for a korban ola besides the mincha, and performs the rest of the kaporo. Summary pasuk lamed beis zos toras asher bonek atzoras. This is the law. This is the chapter which treats of the Torah, the total teaching about what is done to a person who has suffered tzoras and now is cleansing himself and curing himself and purifying himself. What everything we said until now from the beginning of the parsha. This is what is done. That is what is done to he who cannot afford what the rich man can afford. So at this point, we've completed the entire purification process of the Metzora from the original exam that he takes from the Kohen while he is still Michutz L'Machna. He returns to the Machna. He goes through various procedures that we learned about. He brings certain karbonos. And if he's rich, and if he's not so rich, he brings lesser karbanos, or less expensive karbanos, and this is the end, so to speak, of this story. We've now finished until Revi, we finished Shlishi, we finished lecture 3 of the 7 lectures on Parshas Metzora.